Any questions for Joe real quick? Where are you from? Somebody say, where are you from?
Oh, I lived most of my younger years in Charlotte, Atlanta, and Myrtle Beach. And I graduated from the other USC, Gamecock Country. I lived on the horseshoe, and then I moved out to California, which is where I've lived for the last 20 years. The formula for doing octaves on the mando is really easy. You can use an already existing set. Use an E for the D, use an A for the G. I recommend a heavier gauge though, slightly heavier gauge E and A. Get a little more resistance. It's kind of a bear to keep in tune, as you could tell from my playing. So, but the octave thing is really a gas. It's really fun, great for blues, great for Latin stuff, great for parties. And the, right.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell us why you're not with David anymore?
She wants to know why you're not with David anymore.
I had an incredible career, a journey with David Grisman for 17 years, and neither David nor I imagined it would lasted as long as it did. And but it was an incredible experience for me. I would never have traded it for anything. But we're all practicing art. We're all moving forward and trying to stay fresh with what we're doing. And it was time for me to move on and pursue things I'm passionate about, one of which is doing outreach in the public school system and helping young people to learn how to make art and think for themselves. Because God knows they need to learn how to do that. Thank you. I've needed a lot of time to be able to do that, so, and I needed time away from a regular position like I had with David to chase this, and but I'm very, very grateful for my years with David. I started playing when I heard my first Jimi Hendrix record, and I started on a Gibson SG double cutaway when I was 13 and an amp the size of my mom's fridge, and my first heroes were Jimmy and Frank Zappa. So I've come at it a little different than these gentlemen, but I got into this stuff in my college years, and I picked up the mandolin and impulse by a Harmony mandolin for $90, and I didn't know what to do with it. And then I heard the David Grisman Quintet recording, the first one, and that gave me, David gave me a sense of direction as to where to go with this instrument. So I kind of came into bluegrass and old time and the traditions that David and all of these great guys are playing their music on kind of from the kind of backwards. But I eventually came to learn to love bluegrass and old time and all of this. But David gave me a real sense of direction as to what to do. I'm eternally grateful to Mr. Grisman.
How did you meet Dahl?
I had a mandocello for sale. And David is, as some of these gentlemen know, if it's for sale, David might be interested in it. So he invited me over to his house. I was just excited and nervous and brought this thing over. And of course, he wound up buying it. And but he found out that I was a bit of a utility man, percussionist, and could back him up and support him and play a little bit of fiddle. And so he hired me. And that was in 1989.
Any last questions? And this can be directed to anybody on the stage.
How many radius boards are on stage?
I'm sorry?
How many radius boards are on stage?
How many radius boards are on stage? I don't know. I don't know. They're sort of beveled on the edges, but... No, he's referring to the mandolin fingerboard. Some boards are flat and some have a radius to them. And some people feel that make them play easier. Does anybody here have a radius board? Okay.
I'm in good company.
Yes. The radii. Why did Mike go to the White House?
Need all the help they can get.
Amen, brother. Somebody should.
You working on those gas prices, Mike?
Well, it's a lot weirder than that.
I think Mike might be that third party write-in candidate we've all been looking for. What do you guys think, Mike Compton for president?
No, National Bluegrass Band was the first string band to play in China whenever they opened the doors to the rest of the world. It was just an oddball thing that happened. And so they get the president of China come to the White House and they say, oh, well, let's check around and see what he likes. Hey, he must be a bluegrass fan. Let's get these guys. I told you it was weird. We played for 12 minutes and they didn't pay us a dime.
No.
This young lady has come up and asked about these mandolin players if they dance, there is a musician's website. I believe it's musicianswhocantdance.com, there is always an interesting thing about us concerned with stuff from the waist up rhythmically, and then those that are concerned with, well, actually, we're all, well, I know, speak, yeah, I know, speak for yourself, Joe, right? Yeah, sorry. I suppose putting it together at the same time, well, that could reveal some other things, couldn't it?
We will do our dancing with our fingertips.
Actually, it would be nice to see Tony Williamson dance a little bit, wouldn't it, while he's playing? That'd be a sight. I would like that.
Well, we'll get together after the show. But I'm leading, okay?
We could play you guys a waltz. I mean, it could be pretty cool.
This is not the Brokeback Mountain Boys. Please. Sam, you gotta quit feeding me lines. I'm not able to say whatever you tell me. You know that, don't you?
Just what kind of workshop is this for?
Any one last question. Anybody that does not have anything to do with dancing? For Danny Roberts, he wants to know if the Verzi ever did anything.
It changed the tone of the mandolins. I think originally they called them Verzi tone producers. It actually kind of quieted them down a bit. I think they actually did it because they were too loud in all the orchestras and they wanted to tone them down some. But I played some mandolins with Verzis that sound really, really good. They're just not quite as open and loud sounding.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a tremendous pleasure. I don't know where this hour went. It's the fastest hour at Merlefest, surely, because it just flies by.